At a cat shelter in Green Bay, a retired volunteer is living every cat lover's and nap lover's dream.
For 7 years, 82-year-old former teacher Terry Lauerman has been donating his time to Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary. It's a shelter dedicated to rescuing cats and dogs with special needs and disabilities. His specialty? Lying down and taking a snooze with the shelter's cats.
Videos and photos of Terry practicing his signature skill have gone viral online, generating support for the shelter and getting him featured on CBS Sunday Morning. He even had a mini documentary made about it. Terry joins us now, along with Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary owner Elizabeth Feldhausen. Elizabeth, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And Terry, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Now, Terry, have you had a lifelong connection with cats, or was this something that came as a new thing in your post-retirement career?
Okay, when I was a kid, I had cats always, but once I went away to college and got into professional work for years and years, I had no connection with cats. But once I retired at 65, I said I want to do something fun, and so I went back to cats that I liked and started volunteering at a local shelter here in Green Bay, not this one, but a different one. I was a volunteer at Bay Area Humane Society for a while and Door County Humane Society.
And Terry, the cats at Safe Haven, what first brought you in there to be with the cats and nap with them and hang out with them?
Okay, this shelter is a free roam shelter. The previous shelters where I worked, the cats were in cages, and so that's a completely different type of situation. So when I saw that this was free roam, I came in. So you can interact with the cats, you can pet them, and you can feed them, you can do all sorts of things. And it's more like a home-like situation. That's why I like it here.
And Terry, you're at the shelter right now, I understand. Is there a cat on or near you right now?
Yes, there's one right on my shoulder. His name is Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy is an orange kitty, very sweet. And he's with me every afternoon.
Elizabeth, introduce us, please, to the mission of Safe Haven.
Sure. So Safe Haven is a nonprofit organization that was started so that animals with special needs and disabilities or animals who may have, you know, different emotional needs coming from neglect or abuse have somewhere where they can go that is peaceful and psychologically beneficial for them to recover in a home-like environment so that they could avoid being euthanized in other overcrowded shelters.
And tell us a little more about what kind of cats would end up or do end up at Safe Haven.
Yeah, so it's really been a variety over the last 10 years. So it can be anywhere from maybe they're just missing an eye, maybe they're deaf in one ear, to full paralysis where we are helping them go to the bathroom. But, you know, they're all still enjoying their life here. And we make the modifications we have to make sure that they get what they need.
And you work, I imagine, Elizabeth, with various volunteers. Terry starts showing up. What made Terry stand out as a volunteer?
Honestly, he didn't talk very much, and we introduced ourselves, and we barely knew each other, and then he just started falling asleep all over the place, and that's honestly what made him stand out.
You know, when you get old, you fall asleep easily, so that's unnatural.
But that's, I think, part of what cats might like about you, Terry. I know cats don't always like it when people are, like, trying hard and intruding on their space. What is your secret to getting the cats to come to you and appreciate your presence?
Okay. Treats are very helpful. Some cats are extremely treat motivated, so they follow me around like the Pied Piper sort of thing, and they're looking for their treats all the time. And there's one... that we have over here.
Lila.
She follows me around every day. I come to the door and she comes running on her two front paws because her back legs don't work. And she's always looking for treats from me. And so I enjoy working with the special needs cats. This is a special needs cat too, the Jimmy here. He's diabetic. And so that's his issue.
Mm-hmm. And Terry, do you see the cats having like really different personalities where you have to approach this cat in one way, this cat in another way?
Absolutely. You've got to see what they're willing to allow you to do. Some of them will allow you to touch them right away. Otherwise, it takes weeks sometimes for them to allow you to touch them. And we do have some semi-feral cats here. And I particularly like to work with them to get them calmed down. And I've had any number of them that have been adopted as very sweet cats after several months of working with them. So
we're talking to Terry Lauerman. He volunteers at Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary in Green Bay, known as the Cat Napper online, not as someone who takes cats, but takes naps in the vicinity of cats. And we've got Elizabeth Feldhausen, founder and CEO of Safe Haven, with us. Elizabeth, so you've got Terry there. He's falling asleep with the cats. The cats love him. You start sharing pictures online. What happened?
Yeah, that was crazy. So I was, you know, just doing my normal job. All of a sudden, Terry's falling asleep on the couch again. A cat named Lewis piled on top of him, who was a really sweet cat we had here, but got adopted. And it was just a really cute picture. And so I didn't really think too much of it. I just snapped the picture and put up something cute on social media. Suddenly, a day later, Terry went viral.
Terry, what was that like for you? You're there, you're volunteering with cats, you're taking naps, and you become an internet celebrity of sorts.
Yeah. Well, it was crazy. And all of a sudden, I'd start getting emails from England and Spain and Portugal and Australia. And people were looking at these pictures online. And I thought, oh my gosh, all I'm doing is sleeping with a cat. And I'm all over the world with different people. So it was quite shocking, really.
Elizabeth, did that that celebrity that Terry got, did it end up benefiting the sanctuary?
Oh, yes, 100%. I can't remember the exact number, but I do know that we raised over $60,000. I believe it might have been $68,000 was the actual number. But that was all within about a week.
Wow.
All of a sudden, donations are pouring in because people, you know, see that we're cage free and that the cats here do get the opportunity to just fall asleep on a visitor. And I think that that really, you know, said something to people, and they just loved it. Mm-hmm. It was, and it was in a time when people were really needing a boost of happiness. Mm-hmm. So it just worked out that way as well.
Elizabeth, for people, especially in your local community, what are some of the best ways they can do to help a sanctuary like Safe Haven?
They can, obviously, you know, cats need litter and food, so donating litter, food, supplies to us is always very helpful. They can certainly volunteer with us. We are always looking for volunteers, whether it be for scooping the boxes in the shelter or events. And they can also honestly just share our posts, spread the word, talk about what we do here, and get others to stop in. And, you know, even if you don't have $5 to donate and you talk about us, you probably have a friend that has that $5 to donate. And word of mouth is honestly great in the city of Green Bay.
Terry, going beyond the cats, I understand this isn't the only volunteer work you do. Can you offer words of encouragement for especially that new retiree to find some purpose in life, maybe by volunteering?
Yeah, well, once you end a career, and it's been great, I love my teaching career. And so look around and see if there's something that you might be interested in. You know, there's all sorts of ecology things that you can do. You can help with various municipal programs that are looking for volunteers at libraries and different sorts of things. So whatever seems to interest you, go after it and fill your free time with something fun and helpful for other people.
I got to ask, Terry, obviously you enjoy being around cats. That's part of the story here. But being around the same cats for longer periods of time, do you feel like you have a better understanding now of the mind of the cat?
I've learned a lot about cats working with them. But I'll tell you, what really is interesting is I will say work for while with a cat, and all of a sudden it's adopted, and that is very difficult to let a cat go once you have invested emotionally in a cat. And it happens all the time, but no matter how many are adopted, there are always more that need attention. So I'm never in a deficit for attention with other cats. That it's satisfying to be there. And I always make the decision, I will never visit a cat that's been adopted. I would be very tempted to do it. But if I were visiting the cats that have been adopted that I liked, I wouldn't have any time to do anything else. So.
We'll leave it there. Terry, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
And Elizabeth, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Elizabeth Feldhausen is owner and CEO of Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary in Green Bay. And Terry Lauerman is a retired volunteer with Safe Haven. He's gone viral for being the shelter's professional cat napper, known for taking snoozes with the shelter's residents. We heard why Terry is involved in volunteering after retirement. Man, we want to hear from you. Do you volunteer in your community? What do you do, even if it isn't, you know, taking naps with cats? If you're retired, what does volunteering mean for your post-retirement life? If you're not retired, what motivates you to get involved? Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.